You are now listening to
the Primal Armor Podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Executive Fit LLC. They build custom deadlift platforms, custom barbell storage pieces, and make indoor and outdoor signage for your home or corporate gym. Every platform that pairs with a rack is customized to that specific rack, so everything fits nice and clean. And they ship nationwide. Each platform has a logo applied in a way that makes it impossible to peel up from wear and tear. They even make custom nameplates for your squat rack. Visit executivefitllc.com to request a quote and see what's available on their store. That's executivefitllc.com to upgrade your deadlift game today.
Welcome back to episode 100 of the Primal Armor Podcast. It just blows my mind to be able to say that. When I first started this podcast, never did I think that I was going to be successful enough to be able to be doing this 100 episodes later and all these years later. There was a few intermittent breaks in there from big events that happened in my life, such as when I was in the Fire Academy. But since we've came back for season 2 and then I revamped the podcast with new gear and music, I've been consistently putting out episodes weekly now for over a year straight. And this was all on top of beginning Primal Armor as a business selling barbells, and also while working on several new things that we're going to be coming forward with this year. And with that being said, this is going to be the final episode of season 2. We're going to be taking a short break from the podcast to be able to direct our focus on those few products that we're hoping to finish this year and reveal, and to be able to release them to the public. And this will also give me some more time to focus on how I bring back the podcast for a season 3 and bring forward an even better quality for our future episodes. But like I said, never in a million years did I think Primal Armor was going to be where it's at today or what it is today. And I'm so happy that I've been able to grow this to what it is, and that's all thanks to you guys. The podcast is always going to hold a big place in my heart because it's you listeners that have helped me come back week in and week out and have given me the motivation to keep working hard at this and to keep growing. In just 100 episodes, we've had thousands of listeners in over 55 different countries around the world. We've also had tons of different guests on the show, from other gym equipment manufacturers, chiropractors, bodybuilding coaches, and more. And we've covered some of the most asked topics in the fitness and nutrition industry, hit on some mental health issues, and try to give as much advice and tips as we could pack into just 100 episodes. If you would have asked me 100 episodes ago, I would have never thought Primal Armor would be a business. But because of this, I'm very excited for the near future. I think that when we came back for season 2 of the Primal Armor podcast, that we came back with a totally renewed project that was just a crazy amount more polished than our first 50 or so episodes. And I can't wait to see what ideas I come up with for this off season to bring to season 3. And how much that'll be able to help us grow and be able to continue to help all of you listeners live a better and healthier life. In the meantime, please go check out our social media pages and our website. We'll be adding several new products in the very near future. While waiting for those to be released, pick yourself up one of our barbells. Our latest barbell, the Appalachian Bar, is currently in production in the first batch, and it will be shipping out any day now. There's only a select amount of these bars left from the first batch, so make sure to pick one up soon if you're interested. Just like how we're taking a break from the podcast, we're going to be taking a break on that second batch of Appalachian bars so we can really focus on the next few products that I've been already talking about. I'm very excited to release them to you guys because I think they could really change the way people train and could even be some of the most popular pieces of equipment on the market, especially for home gym users. And that's why I want to put my entire focus into making them come to fruition. I've seen so many companies tease products that never come out or they take years and years to release, and I don't want to be in that same situation. I want to have them available to you guys very soon, and then even bring it to Home Gym Con next year so everyone can get their hands on it and be able to use it. I think it could be some of the biggest talk of next year's convention. So trust me, it's going to be worth this off-season break, for both the podcast and for the business. Big things are ahead.
I just want to thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we'll see you back here again next week.